This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. So, since it's been a while since I was able to have the guys on, joining me this evening to kick things off, because, well, we got plenty to talk about now. From Arbalest Quarrel, we're joined again by Roger Katz and Stephen D'Angeli. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, Bill. Great to be here.
Well, Stephen, finally, our wish comes true, and they're going to be voting it out of the Judiciary Committee, National Reciprocity, I think, tomorrow. Your thoughts?
My thoughts, Bill, are we need to get Roger to expedite an article on proper wording for the bill so that it's a bill that makes sense to everybody that would like to carry in the United States. Right now, the Arbalest Quarrel has published several articles on this very subject. We've also discussed it on Lock and Load Radio several times.
Yes.
We know that there are several House bills that have been around for over a year, never making it out of committee. We know that there is at least one Senate bill, and we know that recently there was a bill a few months ago that we talked about and wrote about extensively that needs to be looked at very, very carefully, and we need to get a draft of our own to make a recommendation. And, yes, am I excited? Of course. This is a subject that I've been waiting for all my life, and I think everyone who owns a gun and wants to exercise his or her Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, not only in their local community, not only in the state in which they reside, but in the United States of America and all its possessions. Yes, this is a one-in-a-lifetime. Now, if ever before, we need to be proactive. We need to call the 202 Washington number. We need to call our representatives. We need to pay attention to the, as I said before, the proper wording of this legislation so no one gets caught out. And by that I mean people, good people in the state of California, Oregon, and Washington, that whole West Coast that voted for Hillary Clinton, those liberals out there in the Democratic Westland, and all of the Northeast, all these guys, New York State, New Jersey, places where it's almost impossible to carry. We need to make sure that if the National Carry Reciprocity Bill passes, that it allows people that cannot get a carry permit in their state, but maybe they could get one in another state, that have it recognized. Roger, what do you think?
Well, let me ask one question before we get with Roger. I just want to, if, let's say I did have one of the New York carry permits in New York City. What are the restrictions that I would have to worry about as a concealed carrier coming in from out of state carrying in New York City, since there are permits and there are rules regarding the permits? How restrictive is it for the people who actually do get the permits granted?
Well, excellent. I mean, and this is very recent. I recently got together with a good friend of mine who has an unrestricted, full concealed carry permit issued by the New York City Police Department that gives him the authority to carry his gun 24/7. And he also happens to be an FFL dealer. And he also happens to hold a carry permit in one or two other states. And we were going out to a Broadway play, and we were told by the theater, don't even think about bringing your gun in. This theater is a gun-free zone. That's one area where there's a problem. We were told that Radio City Hall did the same thing. In fact, their policy goes even a step further. If you are not an active New York City police officer, even if you're a retired officer, don't even think about bringing your gun in. You won't get in. And we know that there are school zones and playgrounds. And, of course, there are federal court buildings and other areas where you cannot carry a gun, even though you hold a permit.
Right.
So these are things we need to look at very carefully.
Now, for the for those of us who, for like a traveler coming into New York City that might want to go to Times Square, like me, I want to go to B&H, you want to go have a steak, that kind of thing, what is the likelihood that I would get swept up just in by not knowing?
I listened to the news just 15 minutes ago,
And
I'm glad they were talking about Matt Lauer. This is just the beginning, as we now know. So now they're going to feel how it is when they're scooped up themselves with their double standards and hypocrisy. But they made it clear that the one of the biggest attractions in New York State and New York City is the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. In fact, Dominic and a few of our friends recently got together before they actually put the light bulbs on and lit it up. They're lighting it up tonight, I think, pretty soon. But we walked over and passed by, and now that the tree is lit, and now that this is one of the hottest spots of tourist attractions in the city of New York, they have metal detectors set up. They have a massive array of police. And in a way, it's good. But also, in a way, if you're carrying a gun, and you're carrying a gun even with a license, you may actually be told you cannot enter, that this is a gun-free zone. So I think that we need to look at these gun-free zones, because that defeats the very purpose of carrying a gun for self-defense, in my humble opinion.
Well,
criminals will not obey the law,
sure,
and they will know that these are soft targets. And that defeats the whole purpose. The whole country of the United Kingdom is a soft target. Australia is a soft target. We don't need to make certain areas within the city of New York soft targets or anywhere else in the United States.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just thinking that at the outset, we're probably going to have a few soft targets here and there just because of in the beginning, but... I guess we'll see.
Well, that's where we're going to get Roger to look at these bills. I'm going to help him, of course, and together we're going to rip them apart word by word. Roger's going to write a draft article of what this concealed carry bill should look like, and then Congress hopefully will take a look at it, and we can have a dialogue, and we can have people from Lock and Load Radio, we can have NRA members, we can have everybody in the industry, Hamel Land, Shooting Sports News, and everyone, gun manufacturers and everyone, gun ranges, gun dealers, firearms trainers, we could all start putting our 2 cents into it and say, oh, you forgot this, or you forgot that, or I like that point, or I don't like this point. Let's make this a perfect bill, and let's get national carry reciprocity passed. Yes. Let's do it now.
Roger. Well, we've only got a minute, so we'll have to address that a later time, or next segment. But sounds like you've got sort of got your back against the wall on that one, huh?
Yeah, it's difficult with the positive feelings that Stephen has to put a damper on his expectations. But I'll say this much. It is important. At least it's heartening to know that we're having the dialogue, that at least the bill is not stuck in committee, suspended suspended animation. Basically not moving, not going anywhere. But the fact is, I did talk to NRA just before the radio show.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tell us about that when we get back. We got about 5 seconds. You can find Roger and Stephen at arbalestqual.com, ammoland.com, and every Wednesday right here. We'll be right back, and we'll find out what the NRA had to say. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. When we were last here, young Roger Katz was about to tell us about what he had found out from the NRA. And joining us again from Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz and Stephen DeAngeli as we look at this exciting It's About Time news. And what did you find out with the NRA, Roger? Roger? Have we lost Roger? Stephen?
Oh, are you... I hope not. I don't know, but I am not privy to Roger's conversation with the NRA. I did call and ask them to call Roger, and I understand that they did, and they did have a good conversation. Hopefully this is a temporary problem here, a situation. Maybe your crew can try reaching Roger on one of those two lines. In the meantime, we can continue to talk about this. We can also talk about things directly related to this. And if I could, you know what, I just, to reiterate what someone who I have a lot of respect for.
Okay.
All right. Cowboy logic will have to wait then. Two and two is always four. Water never runs uphill. And if there's smoke, there's a fire somewhere.
And lost my connection.
Back. All right, good.
What lost happened, the connection. Roger? Just
NSA
lost the connection.
Coming at you?
All right. Yeah, basically, there's a long road to haul. Basically, the bill is in markup right now. Basically, what that means is that all the members of the committee have an opportunity to discuss the bill, to offer amendments to the bill. And from what I can gather from the NRA, it's pretty clear that the Democrats, and there are, of course, Democrats on the Judiciary Committee, have a number of amendments, and they would just whittle this thing down to virtually nothing. But who knows? The fact is, as
Roger,
I say...
Roger, let me interrupt a second. Do we know the number or name of this bill and who put it out?
Well, I could check on that. Actually, I think it's H.R. 822. It was the National Right to Carry Reciprocity Act of 2011. We know that there were, and of course, we wrote on a number of these bills. There were about 13 of them. Most of them were introduced in the House and a couple in the Senate. All right. The sponsor of this bill was Clifford Stern, if this is the correct bill, H.R. 822. They're marking up now.
They're marking up H.R. 38.
38?
Yeah, Hudson's bill.
All right. Well, in any event, the language of all of these bills is pretty much the same. There's a few variations, but what bothers me the most is this language of May. I want to read something here from the bill. This one's 822, but I think it's 38. Now check at the next. Break to be sure that I have the right language, but I think it'll be pretty similar. And it says basically that notwithstanding any provision of the law of any state or political subdivision, a person who is not prohibited by federal law from possessing, transporting, shipping, or receiving a firearm, and who is carrying a valid ID document containing a photograph of the person and a valid license or permit, which is issued pursuant to the law of a state and which permits the person to carry a concealed firearm, may possess or carry a concealed handgun other than a machine gun or destructive device that has been shipped or transported in interstate or foreign commerce in any state other than the state of residence of the person. The problem is this use of the word may. There's no preventing a police officer from any state, where you're bringing a firearm into, that he could take a look at the license that you have and that he can possibly arrest you or dispossess you of that firearm. Again, the language of may suggests that the states have quite a bit of power. They don't have to recognize the right of an individual to carry a firearm, a handgun, that even though that person might have a valid license of another state. If the law were rewritten to indicate that every law enforcement officer in any state shall recognize the validity and the right of an individual who's carrying a valid license to carry a firearm in his state of residence may, or rather, shall be able to carry without any attempt to dispossess that individual of his firearm. And so, like I say, it's a good start, but there are ways to make it better. And then there's something else that everyone should keep in mind, and I think that some of your listeners probably would know. The fact of the matter is that the right to keep and bear arms is a natural right. It's not created by statute. It's not something that's allowed by either the federal government or the state government. It's something that exists intrinsically in the individual. To say that an individual cannot possess firearms to protect society, we look to the fact that a person may be a convicted felon, a terrorist, an incompetent, a lunatic. Obviously, no one would suggest that these individuals should have the right to carry, just as a person may have a right to vote, but if he's a convicted felon, then he doesn't. There's certain rights that a person would lose given the fact that that person is not considered a responsible, sentient individual. But for everyone else, the fact is that if you look to the federal government or the state government for your rights to be established, then there's also the possibility that those rights can be taken away. That's why I think this is an important thing, but the question is, why does a person need to have the federal government to give its imprimatur on the right of a person to carry a gun when that right is created by the creator himself and is not a grant or a privilege by any government? And we think, for example, the state of Vermont. In Vermont, a person doesn't need a license to carry. But if that individual wishes to carry in any other state, he has to obtain a valid license. So does Vermont then say that, well, the legislature is going to have to restrict an individual's residence right to carry in Vermont?
Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Joined again this evening by Roger Katz and Stephen D'Angeli of ArborlessQuarrel.com. According to the chat room guys, H.R. 38 was marked up today. It was concluded today, and the bill has moved forward. The Democrats, especially Raskin from Maryland, did everything possible to stop the bill, but the Republicans on the committee voted to go ahead. So it is now out of the Judiciary Committee.
Well, that's very positive, very encouraging. Apparently, the sponsor is Richard Hudson,
right.
Representative of North Carolina. And I did take a look at the language. The language of the bill is similar to the one that I had mistakenly cited. And the language of all of them, really, is pretty much the same. It's essentially the same bill that's been reintroduced 1 year after the other in the hope that eventually it would see the light of day. And the fact that it has gone through markup, then it would be going to the floor, and I would imagine there would be a full debate, and that's great. The public will have a good chance to see exactly what their representatives are made of and where they stand. And it's very encouraging.
I guess it is probably, it's got to make it through the House, then it'll go to the Senate, which is the companion bill, is that the one that Cornyn is putting forward? Is he the one that's putting one forward this time?
I'm not sure. He may. The fact of the matter is that if they don't have a companion bill, then the House bill will be sent over to the Senate. for consideration, and they'll make whatever changes they want. And eventually, the two houses will have to get together and finalize. But before it even gets to the Senate, assuming that the Senate doesn't have a parallel a bill, it does have to pass, let's say, the House, but the Senate doesn't have a bill, and then it goes to the Senate. Actually, if the Senate has a bill, it creates more confusion, just like the tax bill. It's going to require, since the Senate version and the House version differ substantially, the two sides are going to have to get together and figure out what they want in order to have one bill that'll pass muster for both houses. So I think the best thing would be to have the House bill considered in total and voted on and passed and sent as is to the Senate for consideration. And since the Senate does have a majority, a slim majority, if it passed the House, I would believe that it would be sure to pass the Senate without really any markup. As I said, I would like to see that language of may change to shall, because I don't want an individual coming from another state and then having to deal, thinking that he has full authority to carry a handgun in the same way that he could drive a car with a valid license through a state and not be in danger of having a firearm removed from his possession and possibly...
Where would that danger come from, though? Where would that danger come from?
The danger, well, from the state police, if I recall.
But, I mean, why do you think there's something in the bill that leaves that door open?
Well, as I said, one thing I learned in law is that words have a very definite meaning. And the very fact that looking at this bill and seeing that it's the same as the one that I read to you, it's this. Who is carrying a valid license or permit, which is issued pursuant to the law of a state and which permits the person to carry a concealed firearm or is entitled to carry a concealed firearm in the state in which the person resides, may possess or carry a concealed handgun other than a machine gun or destructive device that has been shipped or transported interstate or foreign commerce. May possess doesn't mean that he can definitely possess. It means that the state, and by the way, they're going to argue a Tenth Amendment right that, from their standpoint, supersedes the federal legislation. But I would just like to see that language change and some language in there that's very clear that an individual would have no would not be in danger of any threat by governmental authorities in those states to attempt to dispossess him of his license and his firearm.
Bill, what Roger is talking about is a perfect example of what exists already in New York State and especially in New York City. And by that I mean there is a big, big difference, a clear unrefutable difference in the two types of handgun permits one can get. And it's shall issue or may issue. And this is exactly what Roger's talking about. If someone in New York City wants to have a handgun to keep in his or her home or on the premises of his or her business, but cannot take that gun off that premises, they can get a permit, and if they, don't have any background problems, it's a shall issue license. The police department would be very hard pressed to deny them. So most people that apply for a premise permit get it. But that premise permit, again, restricts you to carrying a gun on you loaded in your home
or keeping it on in your possession at home or in your place of business. You cannot take that gun off the premises. Where a carry permit is a may issue gun, and it requires what they call proper cause. And that proper cause is defined by the New York City Police Department or the agency in that jurisdiction, and they have absolute discretion to say what your cause is. So if it's based on cash transactions, is it $100,000 a day that you carry?
Let me ask my question, and we're coming to the break, so you guys can think about the answer to this. I'm presuming that within this bill, what this bill would do is it's going to act as if you already have the carry permit. Not that you have to, if you're going into a different state, that they get to give discretion saying that, well, we'll consider whether you have the permit or not. That's where the reciprocity comes in.
And, yeah, I agree with you, and I think that it doesn't matter what this bill says. I think we need to take a good, hard look at it, and we need to revamp it and reword it and make it the bill that we want it to be. And let's talk about what we all need to do right now.
We're coming up on the break, so we'll have to do that, although I kind of wonder if we can actually do that now. But we'll find out, I'm sure, as time goes on. Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrilli are featured writers at AmmoLand.com. Enjoy the fine platitudes and latitudes that Freddie Real gives to all of the contributors there. They also have ArbalistQuarrel.com, where everything is put out there in its pure form without being broken up into segments and everything that they have to do sometimes at Ammo Land and right here on Wednesday nights. Talking the talk. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this evening is Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli from Arbalest Quarrel. One question, Stephen, and you're talking about you want to get the bill that we need to have. That bill's in the wind already. That ship has sailed. It's out there. It's out for consideration. It may get changed through committee when it goes to the Senate or whatever. But that one's already out there. So, I mean, what are you proposing there?
This is what I'm proposing. It's pretty simple. Now is the time to get that 202 House number. And wherever you are, whatever state you reside in, wherever you do business, wherever you travel to and from, if you are a person that believes in your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, and you want to carry your handgun for self-defense in your state and in every other state, now is time to call up Congressman Hudson. Now is time to call up your local congressperson and representative. Now is time to find out as much as you possibly can with the time parameters that you have and make sure that you let these people know your personal concerns. And I say your concerns because the guy in Montana, the guy in Texas, the guy in California, the guy in New York, the guy in Miami, their concerns may be different. So I'm talking to everyone now, everyone listening to Lock and Load who wants to carry nationally. You need to let your representative know, and you need to let this Congressman, Rich Hudson, who introduced this bill, know that you're going to look at this bill very carefully and don't expect good things to just happen. Don't expect anyone else to do your business. It's now the time for you to take action. Because if we do this right, we're going to get a bill properly worded that will serve our purpose. And what I'm going to suggest as far as what we're going to do here at Arbalest, and then right after the show I'm going to have a heavy talk with Roger, we're going to look at the existing bills, as I said before, and we're going to dissect this H.R. 38 and other bills, and we're going to do our homework. We're going to take a sheet of paper. We're going to look at the pros and the cons. What is each bill saying? What are the good things it's saying? What are the things it's not saying? What are the bad things it's saying? And we're going to come up with something, and we're going to publish it on Arbalest. And we're going to say, you know what, analyzing all of these bills, this is what a real bill should look like. And we're going to hope that everyone takes a look at it, everyone discusses it, and together we project it to the House of Representatives so they have something meaningful to talk about, and then hopefully get it to the Senate and get President Trump to sign it and make this a reality. That's so, what I'm suggesting.
But you're suggesting a referendum.
I'm suggesting
Okay, but it's how is it practical when they've already got one out there that's being considered now?
Without even looking at it, I can tell you right now, like my wife has a gut feeling about someone or something.
Sure.
And I go by that because usually, and not always, but usually 99.9% of the time she's right. And sometimes in certain subjects I have that same instinct. It's an instinct. I don't need to look at this bill right now. I'm going to look at it with Roger. We're going to look at it together, but I know it's not a good bill.
This is the bill that's been in committee that everybody wanted to get out of it, out of committee.
Well, you know what? It's not a complete bill. I just know it. So let's take a look at it. You know what? I'd love to be proven wrong. I'm a real man. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it. I know there's something lacking. And the first thing that Roger pointed out, the biggest thing that's lacking, is shall issue or may issue is a big difference in language.
Go ahead, Roger. Go ahead.
Can I jump in?
Roger, just 30 seconds. The person who's going to approach you when you're carrying your gun is going to be a law enforcement officer. And that law enforcement officer may or may not be an NRA member, him or herself, may or may not believe in a Second Amendment right personally, but they are bound by the rules and regulations of their police chief, their police department, their police commissioner. And you're going to have to answer to that person. And that person should have a clear understanding of what the law is. And that's what Roger and I need to do, and that's what this bill needs to do. It needs to make it perfectly clear. We have a Second Amendment right to carry, and it's not a shall issue or a may issue. It is the right to carry a firearm, period, in all states. That's what this has to say.
Roger.
The point is you don't want a person to really face arrest for carrying a firearm that he understands under this federal law he's permitted to do, because he's done everything that he's supposed to do. He has a valid a license with a photograph, and he's not carrying a machine gun. But they make very clear in this bill that under Section B, this section shall not be construed to supersede or limit the laws of any state that permit private persons or entities to prohibit or restrict the possession of concealed firearms on their property, or prohibit or restrict the possession of firearms on any state or local government property. The fact is that when a person takes a gun into another state, he has to know the laws of that state backwards and forwards. And actually, the section that I was really concerned about with may rather than shall, obviously a person doesn't have to carry a gun, just having the license. But a person who carries or possesses a concealed handgun may not be arrested. That's the thing. I'd rather see language that says shall not be arrested or otherwise detained for violation of any law. So it does give the state some opening there. Now, it does say this, when a person asserts this section as a defense, suppose a person is arrested. Let's face it, in a state like New Jersey or in a state like New York, I'm sure that the mayor will have a very dim view of individuals coming in from other states carrying, with a valid license or not, carrying a firearm. And they may very well arrest a person, and they'll say, according to the statute, well, it doesn't say that you shall not be arrested. You may not be arrested, but we can arrest you. And if you don't like it, then you can take the stand.
And we're going to.
And so what are you going to do? You're going to fight it in court. It's going to cost you a lot of money. You're from out of state. You've got to fly back into New York or to New Jersey. You have to hire an attorney. It sounds good, but I wonder if it's more of a Pyrrhic victory, where and I'm sure there will be those that will challenge. It just strikes me as a bit messy. That and the overriding issue.
Well, I mean, it has to start somewhere, doesn't it?
Well, it has to start somewhere.
Well, it just started. We have a beginning, like you said.
Well, no. What I'm saying is that this bill, as it is what's going forward. That's the start. It's not the bill is not some piece of liquid that we can get around there and stir and add ingredients to. It's out there now.
Well, no, you're absolutely right.
It's like on a good Italian on a Sunday morning making sauce. You put in the olive oil, your garlic, your onions, your tomatoes.
We're running out of time, so we don't have time for spaghetti sauce.
All right. Well, you know what, Bill? It's very simple. We got a bill. Let's look at this bill. Let's dissect it. Let's communicate. Let's keep on calling that 202 number, and let's talk about it further. You're going to see an article on Arbalist Quarrel very soon on it. Everybody take a look.
Everybody take a look. ArbalistQuarrel.com. I'm sure we'll either talk about it here when it does come out. Although, what I'm saying is that we're talking about politicians. The fact that they're moving the chains at all, we should be jumping up and down with joy. And we're not going to get it.
I don't trust them, Republican or Democrat. I don't trust either.
I don't either.
I want to see it in fine print. I want to see it. Okay. This is a subject where there is no room for error. No room for error, or your ass is in grass, in the jail. Okay? No room for error. No.
Okay.
Stand on what I said. Let's look at it. Let's dissect it. Let's come up with a solution.
Very good. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.